Mindset alone doesn't work. The importance of aligning your mind, body, and soul. I'm Kirsten Hodgins, Awakening and Empowerment Mindset Coach, Hypnosis Practitioner, Psychic Medium, Spiritual Teacher, and Speaker. Awakening. It's not just about the affirmations and the gratitude that we practice, which is only a temporary shift in our emotional state, and it's not always long-lasting. Say a few things you're grateful for before starting your day, and as soon as you are met with resistance, a thought will be triggered from your unconscious mind, throw you off course from that bliss and peace in an instance. So let's start with our body. I believe that mindset is especially magical when we consciously use our feelings to generate an empowering state. The ability to feel into your inner being and to articulate how you are feeling at any given moment is a form of intelligence that I believe we should all learn to master if we ever want to liberate ourselves from pain and suffering, and to trust our intuition and articulate our emotions with ease. So we often mute our emotions and rely on the intellect to get through the day and our life. We discard the power that connecting our heart and mind that unveils our inner depth, truth, knowingness, intuitive guidance that is readily available to us if we're willing to listen to our inner being. We suppress our emotions out of fear. We don't like to feel bad or look weak, so we often sweep them away and wear a mask, hiding behind a fake smile and confidence. If we allow ourselves to map out the sensations in our body and learn to listen to our body's wisdom through feelings, we would unveil so many disillusions of who we think we are and the labels that we have put on ourselves, and we would live a more empowered life. We often label ourselves and how we feel, and if it's threatening our judgments from ourselves or other people, we tend to deny those feelings to be seen in a different light, so we sweep them away. Or we believe that our needs won't be met, so we meet our desires and sacrifice our needs. So when we literally listen to our body and acknowledge the feelings in the moment, we can articulate our feelings into words. It's the highest form of intelligence. The truth is, sadness and depression is disguised as unfulfilled desires. More on this in a future podcast. So the connection between our mind and body, every cell and molecule of our body is fueled by atoms, which is pure energy. The mind has the ability to alter the energy vibrationally with thought alone. Our thoughts are what causes us to send chemicals flooding our bloodstream down into our body, creating sensations and feelings such as excitement, fear, anxiety, or any other emotion. Just think of biting into a lemon. Imagine. Notice how you feel. Notice your senses, what you're tasting, what you smell. Your body will produce saliva. Your jaw and your tongue will tense up, and you may even taste and smell it. Your thoughts are experienced in your body as if it's real, even though you are just using your imagination. So as a psychic medium, I've discovered that our thoughts have everything to do with our body's field of energy. Here's what I mean. Your energy body on a cellular level has the ability to pick up the energies around you like a scanner. Have you ever experienced a feeling or shift in mood when you entered a room or sat next to someone? This is because of our subtle energy field commingling with our environment. I used to be an unhealthy empath, and I've discovered how to manage and transform this into an empowering healing tool, and so can you. So for all of you empaths, you all know this, that you don't even have to be in the same room, country, or even physical plane to experience the energies of the environments, other people, or spirit, but that's a podcast for another time. So back to my original statement. The mindset alone isn't enough to awaken and to live an empowered life. It's not enough to co-create and manifest the life that soars in your heart, because to leave out the body and to leave out the soul is like trying to push and struggle your way in the dark without a flashlight. I read a statement from Wayne Dyer and other authors that says something like this: we don't get what we want, we get who we are. So mindset is a powerful thought tool that helps us to restate our thoughts into more supportive and empowering statements. Mindset sheds old labels and limiting beliefs of who we think we are by associating our stories of the past with lessons learned and more empowering self-identity, which in turn helps to up-level our emotional states, and over time, we up-level our sense of self-worth, increase our expectations of what we can achieve and receive out of life, and those new experiences become our new reality. We have to experience in the body for to create a new set point of who we are. It's changing on a cellular level, the trauma and healing it. So we have to be willing to feel into our emotions in order to unveil and to shed a proper perspective. So we are increasing our expectations of what we can create, and that is how we move into the third and important nature, our soul. It's important to align ourselves in all aspects, mind, body, and soul. When we align our thoughts with our emotional states of beings, we balance our left and right hemispheres of our brain. We calm our nervous system and move into that theta brainwave oscillations, which increase our consciousness. This state allows us to receive higher perspectives, new wisdom, insights, resolutions, and aha moments. As we align with our mind, body, and soul, this state, which we call our higher self, our egoless self, is in connection with the infinite mind. Add this step of asking clear and profound questions during this state, and you'll be sure to receive information that you normally wouldn't be able to access if you were just in your intellect. Trust me, try it for yourself. This process has helped me and many of my clients and students heal on a cellular level, neurologically rewiring our reactions. And we start avoiding negative coping strategies that are not aligned with our peace, ease, and joy. And we liberate ourselves from the old limited personality. As we consciously become aware of our triggers, we're able to heal and evolve. Listening into our body for emotional cues and signposts that awaken us to deeper understandings in the moment. The more we pause and feel into and hear our internal needs, thoughts, and desires, and the things that we are resistant to, all aspects are wisdom. We allow ourselves to our mind to go there without constantly reacting or resisting or judging it. We begin to reprogram ourselves in new ways, and that is how we evolve. So thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Again, this is Kristen Hodgins, Awakening and Empowerment Mindset Coach, Hypnosis Practitioner, Psychic Medium, Spiritual Teacher, and Speaker. Blessings.